That is new from Carlene Carter, a member of the Carter family country music dynasty, and it's in that spirit that we welcome our guests today. The co-composer and lyricist of Play It By Heart is at the Loft Theater. I should say Play It By Heart is at the Loft Theater. The co-composer and lyricist is in our studio. It's a pleasure to welcome David Spangler. David, thanks for coming today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We also have from the Human Race Theater Company the producing artistic director and friend of the show, Kevin Moore. Kevin, thank you for coming today.
Thanks, Nikki. It's nice to be back.
It's quite a celebration. It's a regional premiere of a show that, as far as I can gather, has been being written for 30 years.
Yes, and David has all the hairs to prove it.
Yeah, really.
It's been I think for David, it's been a labor of love, along with partner Jerry Taylor and our book writer, Brian Yorkey. So it's been a great experience.
Which I learned today, and today only, that book writer doesn't mean it was based on a book. Book is the non-musical portions of the dialogue of the play.
Right. That's correct.
I love that. I'm a grown woman, and I just learned that. That's awesome. So together, you present the story of a musical family, a legacy of its own, if you will. Tell us a little bit, without giving away the ending, the arc of the action in this play.
You looking at me? Okay.
Well, you or me.
Okay. I can just start because I'm the kind of the heritage person here. I've been, I'm the last standing survivor of when it all began back in the 80s. I had moved to New York. I grew up in Kansas listening to country music when I had to. And I was, then I moved to Denver and continued to listen to country music when I had to. But meanwhile, I was getting a classical music education, and I was falling in love with musical theater at the same time. So I moved to New York to pursue that dream, and then I ran into a guy about my age from Bastrop, Louisiana, who grew up in a family of gospel singers.
What a nice confluence of influences coming to you.
Yeah, and he'd kind of done the same thing as a kid. You know, kids reject it's part of like soiling the nest so they can get out and have their own life. But we both kind of were interested in returning to our roots, you know, and to look back at our life and kind of rewrite a little of our history the way we wished it had happened.
And it's funny you should say rewriting the history, because you actually were in here before we went on the air rewriting a portion of the musical.
It's still such a work in progress, and we've been developing and making adjustments and changes and rewrites, and the cast has been really open to the changes and incorporating them in, and that's just part of the creative process.
Yeah,
because you keep finding a better way to deliver the idea or to make sure that it comes across in a clear way to the audience.
We're speaking with one of the writers and one of the producers, basically, of this regional premiere of Play It By Heart. It is at the Loft Theater starting this Thursday and will run through July 6th. You can find out all details and then some at humanracetheater.org. So I'm going to give you a shot of trying to talk about the action of this.
Well, because David has so much history.
Yeah.
This musical is based on a fictional family called the Jasper family. The Jasper family started in the sort of the revival section of music, and their daughter Janine became the breakout star of that, who then ended up on the Grand Ole Opry and is now, as we enter into this story, the queen of country music, Janine Jasper.
The reigning
queen.
Yeah, nice.
And we're also getting the feeling that she is at the point of maybe getting ready to, wants to move on with her life, that maybe she feels like she's beyond, that country music is changing, it's an ever-changing industry, and that perhaps the industry has passed her by. So that's sort of where we grab this story. And we, her mother, Naomi Jasper, is sort of the driving force and
Naomi.
Manages her. Naomi Jasper.
Little Judd feeling in there. They probably had the name first, but I mean.
Well, it's been, her name has been Naomi for 30 years,
yeah.
So I figured maybe they used that.
And but I like it. It's like real life, real world. You know, you get a sense of the Carter family and of the Judds. And so it's a passing of the torch.
It's passing of the torch.
Right.
And then there's a younger sister. Jamie Lynn Jasper. And she's a little bit of the black sheep of the family that does reality TV shows and does everything and trying to find her own way.
You know, Britney Spears' little sister's named Jamie Lynn. How do I know that? I'm not sure, but that's so funny. All these nice little threads running through.
Yeah.
So it's the story of a history, of a legacy, and all with music. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to actually throw to the next room, and we have our singers and players standing by. If you'd like to introduce our two singers and tell them the role that they play.
Well, I think first we're going to hear from Trisha Rapier, and Trisha plays our queen of country music, Janine Jasper.
Hello, Trisha.
And then Catherine Boswell is also in the house, and she is Jamie Lynn Jasper.
Hello, Jamie Lynn.
At the keyboard is our music director and arranger, Nils Petter Ankerblom. We love to call him Nipe for short.
Welcome.
And then our assistant music director and on guitar is Jay Brunner.
And all together. What's the first song that we'll hear?
What's Wrong with This Picture? It's a solo sung early in the show to reveal what this lead character, the queen of country music, the crossroad that she's at in her life, and how she's not satisfied with her life the way it is, and who she's become and who she wants to be at this point in her life.
She's looking at a stack of photographs, 8x10s that she has to autograph for fans, and looking at that picture, and that's where this song comes out.
From Play It By Heart at the Loft Theater this Thursday through July 6th, it's a pleasure to welcome our singers. Go ahead. Trisha Rapier, singing there. That's sad, but beautiful at the same time. So how do you are you enjoying playing the reigning queen of country music?
Oh, yes. Immensely. I love it. It's a wonderful opportunity. And David Spangler and Jerry Taylor and Brian Yorkie have written an amazing, amazing book, score, story. It's just a thrill to be a part of.
And David and Kevin in here remind us that on stage that song has a full band.
Well, there's six pieces that are actually on stage and visible, I would say 99% of the time to the audience, depending upon where lighting or scene changes happen. So it's steel pedal guitar and regular guitar and fiddle, keyboard, percussion, bass, mandolin. I mean, it's a great, great mix and sound.
We have, we'll have to find out. There's a group of school children who are touring and sitting up against the wall there. Can you tell them to make a little noise? Give us a little clap of hand. Oh, they can't hear.
Make some noise.
And you can tell them also that they're allowed to clap after this next song. Our next singer is, she plays you're the up and comer, right?
I am, yes.
Tell us a little bit about this tune.
This tune is the music video. It's kind of where it comes in the show, and it's the new hot tune, number one single that's supposed to break the charts.
And it's your job to sing it.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you today, and if you'd like to, go ahead. And you're Jamie Lynn.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead, dear. Part of the production, and the whole stage is rocking that one.
Yeah,
congratulations! What fun. Catherine Boswell singing the lead on that one, and wow, So we were talking, again, we're in the studio with David Spangler, the co-composer and lyricist of Play It By Heart, and the producing artistic director, Kevin Moore, at the Human Race Theater Company. And that, it's such a mouthful, but yeah. You do a lot. But that song, you were telling me, like, represents a real sort of changing of the guard in more ways than one.
Yeah, it not only represents a stylistic change in the music that is kind of filtering into the country vocabulary, country music, but it also talks about the morals and the customs that are changing, where a woman can go out and get, you know, and be the predator, you know, basically can walk into a place and say, you know, this is my turn. Yeah. Why do I have to wait for you to choose me? I'm going to walk up to you and say, hey, you know. You're interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
And you think about the ground covered from the, you know, inception of country music and what is sort of what loosely called like young country today that's coming out, and that what an arc there.
Well, the roles have evolved, and there's a hit song now in the country charts called Chainsaw. And it's about this girl, you know, getting, I mean, she's not going to murder anybody, but she goes down and chops the tree down where they carved their heart and their name, you know.
Right.
And her attitude toward because he left her. So the whole attitude is that, you know, she's going to be the aggressor and she's not going to let it happen. There's a lot of songs like that from Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Miranda Lambert.
You think of Patsy Cline, who was always the poor,
woeful
victim.
Yeah, they're not victims anymore. And that's a lot of what our story is about.
Yeah.
It's about three very strong women and how they are refusing to be the victims anymore. And they're not only changing the face of country music, they're changing the way that women look at themselves.
It's quite an offering and a regional premiere here in the Miami Valley. Opening night is Thursday, right?
A preview Thursday. Official opening is Friday, the 13th. Which is
what
actually
could go wrong?
It's very lucky. Friday the 13th is a very lucky day for theater.
In the theater, it's the luckiest day.
Just the opposite of everything else.
Well, that's good to know. You can find out more, and I hope you will, at humanracetheater.org. That's theater with an R-E, humanracetheater.org, June 12th through July 6th at the Loft Theater. And quite an offering and a musical richness in the regional premiere of Play It By Heart. Composer and lyricist David Spangler, thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
I'm a big fan of yours, Kevin, from way back. Thanks for your good work with the Human
thank
Race
you.
Theater
thank
Company.
Thank you so much.
And ladies, thank you. Miss Tricia Rapier. Oh, there you are. There you are.
Thank you for having us. Thanks
what a
so
delight.
Much.
And thank you, Miss Catherine Boswell, who plays Jamie Lynn. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely.
And Nipe, fabulous job on
thank
the keyboard.
You. Thank you.
Really great work. And so pleased to meet Jay Brunner, who did the guitar work today. Well done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll see you on stage. And can somebody tell me what school all these amazing, sweet children are from? Can you ask them?
Where are you from?
They're from Centerville.
Primrose Centerville.
Well, let's hear a round of applause for everyone, if you would. Thank you. Thanks for visiting.